What am I doing? Okay, got it.
You appeared and you disappeared.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
How's today going?
my day's going great. Yes. I want to thank you for allowing me to record this call for mentoring purposes. And yeah, I'm doing good. The weather's nice. It's been I have a tree outside that has a bunch of crows all the time. So that's what I
Yeah.
hear. And I used to not like it, and I've kind of gotten used to it. And now I really like it. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm actually like five crows in this big tree outside.
The swallows are trying to nest under our porch, like our porch and our pergola, and we have to like get out there with a broom and like get them away. It's like my husband's favorite job. It's hilarious. So yeah, when we first moved here, it's a little bit out, so we can hear the wind. And I used to find it very like a little like depressing or like icky, and now I kind of like it too. It feels like big, and anyways, it's hot here. It's like record high
Is it?
still. Yeah, like last weekend was really hot, and this weekend's supposed to be really hot. Like it's not this hot until like July usually, and it's like starting early, so it's hot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What does that mean for you?
It just means summer is going to be really long. Summer's always really, sorry, there's a fly in here. The summer's always really long, but it's long. It's going to be long.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Our temperatures here don't fluctuate that much. We're always like in the low 60s, high 50s.
Really? That's kind of chilly.
It's kind of chilly. It's
Yeah. It's like
warm.
not like exactly shorts weather. Okay.
So it never gets too high or too low, but yeah. How's your energy as you're coming in here right now?
Good. I just had a lunch club meeting, and I got off the phone, and this girl that I spoke to, she was young, and she was like trying to like coming off of COVID, and she was like was a life coach, but now she's just kind of like trying to figure herself out. So it was really interesting to hear her speak, and really kind of inspiring to hear like she's just showing up, and that's enough, you know. And so I think that I like really enjoyed speaking to her, and it's been a good day. So.
I want to let you know, I know you have a topic, but what resonated with you when she, the fact that she just showed up?
She, I kind of felt like a little like a little mama bear a little bit. Like I wanted to like high five. I was like, high five, girl, you're showing up and you're doing a great job. And it put me in like a little bit of like a teaching, which is like my where I'm the happiest teaching. It kind of I wasn't like coaching her or talking to her like this, but we were having this very nice, vulnerable conversation, which, as you know, is my favorite thing to do on Lunch Club. And so it was just nice to like have her be there, because I know it probably wasn't like the easiest thing for her to do that. And I hope I like brightened her day a little bit by like recognizing that too. So, anyways, it was fun. It was nice. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad
Yeah.
you had that conversation. And what did you bring for coaching today?
What do you bring for coaching day? I have a question, and I know you're recording this, but you're also a member of mine, and I kind of don't know, like, am I allowed to use this time to like ask you a question about Shackley, or is that like on our own time through email?
It'd be better if it's on our own time through
Okay.
email or after I stop the recording at the end if you want. We can talk about that.
Perfect. Cool. It's just like one little question, but we'll talk about that later. So I brought like a couple things to the table. I loved your email, by the way. I took some notes, and I'm like, I understood everything that we talked about in that conversation. Good for me. And then I read your email, and I was like, oh, that's how Larry heard that. Let me just kind of like think on that a minute. So it's nice to like see it. I told that girl a story about like She's 26. And so when I remember when I was 26, some like light bulbs went off. And one of them was like, I think I've told you this before, like someone had to tell me what I was good at. And I hadn't really like thought about it in that way. And so I think like hearing people like regurgitate your own words to you is like a really useful tool for me. Like my brain understands that very well. So it was nice to like read those words and like have that in writing to like refer back to.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad. And coaching is a lot of that kind of duplicating back to you what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Good. And not bringing your own business to the table, right? Not always easy.
Yeah, this is all about you. I'm only here to support you. That's the space here.
Yeah. She's wanting to be, or she was a life coach or whatever. And I was like, are you still doing that? And she was like, only to myself. I was like, oh, baby. Okay.
So was there something on there that resonated most with you that you want to talk about today? Or
The thing that I would kind of wanted to talk about today is like a little bit of exploring. So because I read your email once and loved it, and it's like, I haven't looked at it again, to be honest. But I haven't read it and I love it. So we've talked a lot about like mindset and confidence. And this is kind of like thing I'm like working on, this like piece of clay, like this like moment in my life. And I got a little tough love from my mentor the other day, which I appreciated, and I was like in a moment to like hear it and take it instead of be like, she's mad at me or like whatever. So, cause I'm like a little sensitive flower about that sometimes, but she used a word, and I texted her today and I was like, hey, what was that word you used? And she didn't text me back yet. Cause she's busy too. But, I think the word, so we're having this conversation, and I think I told you this last time, but here's how the conversation started. I was like, something happened where like we were talking about another friend about belief and belief in her business. I don't know if you remember this, me telling you this, but my friend was like, I just don't think she like really believes that she's going to be successful about that. I don't really think that she like takes it that seriously. And so like, in my mind, like if she's doing that, then whatever. And it was kind of like it scared the shit out of me. Cause I was like, oh my God, do people think that about me? Is that why people don't take me seriously? Can they see that I don't believe it all the way, but like, do I believe it? So it was like really like a moment for me. And I think it scared the shit out of me because there's like rang some truth in there for me, like where I like want to be and like where I think I am. There's like some disconnection, which is like the mindset work we're working on. So I think the word she used when she was describing me, my mentor, she was like, for example, when you get on like Facebook Live and you're promoting something, she's like, your friend over here is like, look at this cool, shiny thing. It's awesome. And it's going to benefit you because of this. And let's do this. When I'm like, I mean, if you like want to, if it like works for you, it's like totally cool. And I think she used the word trepidation, and I just Googled the word trepidation. Doesn't really feel right, but it was something like that. Mm. She was like, when you're speaking to people that you know from your past or that like are going to judge you, then you have some, or like have room to judge you because they know you in your past and your future, like friends and family, you have a little bit of trepidation, a little bit of hiding, a little bit like, it's like, whatever, you know. She was like, when you're coaching people that show up to some, like a call that you're hosting, you're not like that. You're standing tall. You're standing proud. You know what you're talking about. And I do have that. And I guess I'm like, have like a really big fear of people judging me, even though I don't feel that. I don't like feel like I care what people think, but like, maybe I really do. So I kind of wanted to explore that a little bit. Like, why is it such a big difference? And like, I don't want to care. I want to work through that because like, it doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter. In my sane mind, I know that, but my actions speak differently. And I think it's because I think people have me in a box already, whether it's like teacher box or friend box or college friend box, or I've known you your whole life, my whole life, you're kind of like my little sister box. You know what I mean? And I'm wanting to like grow out of that. And I want them to recognize me for that. But like I said, I don't think that's their business. I think that's my business. You know, I'm just talking in circles. This is what I like to do. You're like, I know.
I want to acknowledge the this kind of insight that you have gotten about yourself. And I heard there's some hesitation and hiding when you are in interactions with people that you know well, as opposed to when you're coaching or teaching people that you don't know, there is no hesitation, no fear of judgment. And you're wanting to be, I guess, consistent and be the same way in both situations. Is that what I hear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where would you like to be in relation to this topic, kind of by the end of this call? Kind of what would serve you around this?
Well, like, you know, 11 action step. I don't know what that looks like, but, that's always fun. And then, I don't know. It's a little silly. Like the word that keeps coming to my brain is belief, but like, that's what I mean. We have like 40 minutes, like maybe like start to like pull back the curtains of that a little bit, maybe. And so that would be helpful, but that's kind of what I wanted to explore. Like, what is that? And like, what's that about?
Yeah. You used the word belief. What does that mean to you?
I know what I don't want it to mean. I'm not exactly sure what I want it to mean. This is like a little bit of the struggle. So do you remember that story I was telling you about the girl and the belief in our coach? Okay. So, it became so clear to me, like when my friend made that observation, like she just doesn't really believe in herself or her business or her success. And I like did not want that. I think that's why I had like such a visceral reaction. Cause I was like, I do not want her, like my friend, she's a member of mine too. My friend to think that about me. I don't want my family to think that about me. I don't want my new people to think that about me. Like, oh, she's just not taking herself or her whatever that seriously. Cause she just like, doesn't really believe in it. It's just like kind of a thing she's doing. I did not want that. And that's so like, what's the opposite of that? You know, that's kind of what I've been like trying to put some words into. And I think that trepidation is kind of like a, like that was the feeling. And then this is like the mirror, you know, that where, and cause I was telling my mentor this and she was like, yeah, I can see that. And she wasn't calling me out. She was just making an observation about like something that I know to be like a habit or whatever it may be. I know to be true. So, I want people to believe in what I'm doing too. And like, when I speak to them to think I'm convicted or feel the conviction that I feel.
Yeah.
Let me stumble over that too. So, that's ironic.
So I'm wondering, you said you want other people to believe in you and believe that in your, you know, your actions and you want to do this. And I'm wondering that you saw this person and it mirrored a fear in you. What if people see that I'm like that as well? And I'm wondering kind of what resonated for you that was true about that.
I think it, like, again, I just like, let me start with like the where, what I don't want, like what I don't think about that. Like for, so when I think about this girl and her belief in what she's doing, she's taking all the right steps. She's showing up. She's doing the thing, but this, like the spark isn't there. Right. And I think that's when that's the belief, you know, and that's what I can like personally like think about that. And, I think she's smart. I think she knows what she's doing, but there's like a little something just like, and I, like I said, like when I told you that story initially, it's like, there's just something I've been trying to put my finger on about this coach. Like, why isn't, she's a good coach. I'm sore. I'm sweaty. But like, what, like, why is there like a little bit of like disconnect? And I think it's that spark and that, that belief. And it's, I think that's what resonated for me, is that like, I can clearly see that in her, or lack thereof, or whatever. And I'm not trying to judge this girl. I love her, whatever, but I'm just trying to like figure it out what it means for me. But yeah, I want to have that spark. I want people to see it. I want people to relate to it. I want people to like, I'm not saying I want to like convince people about anything. Like if we could talk about things, great, but it's, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to be that. I'd like to have that spark. I'd like to, you know, be seen as that.
Yeah, you want that spark. And that spark is present when you're coaching people that you don't know, but that spark leaves the room when you're coaching people that you do know, and it's replaced by trepidation and hiding. Do I have that right?
It's a good summary. Yeah.
Okay. How would you measure it if you had that spark? How would you know if you had it?
Well, I'm a feelings person, so feelings. I don't really know how I would like actually measure it, but you know when you're talking to somebody and it's like some like little magic happens, you relate on things, and it's gets a little bit below, like a little bit deeper, not just like surface level. I was about to say below the surface, that like didn't make sense. Or when you're talking to someone and it feels a little tense or a little icky or a little awkward, I think that's how I would measure it today. But if I could like physically measure it, like I don't, I don't know. It's like us pouring into each other's cups, and instead of like holding our own cup like this, I don't know. I don't know how to measure it.
Yeah. And you talked about feelings. So when you have that spark, what feelings are present for you?
I feel confident. I feel excited. I feel motivated. And when it's not there, I feel awkward and I feel small and I feel just like I don't want to feel those things. Like it's like, what are we doing? Like that's not like where. Let's not go there. That's like gross. It feels gross.
And if you were able to have that spark in all situations, what would change for you?
I think I could let go of like that inner voice, like, oh, if I talk about my business to this friend, she's going to get annoyed. Or if I ask her to do, or, you know, I don't know. I think that just kind of like letting go of that stuff and just being, and I think this is what I try to do anyways, is try to just enjoy, especially with friends and like people and family, like we don't get to see each other that often. We have little kids and everyone's busy and blah, blah, blah. So it's just like, just making that time, like, like enjoyable and being grateful for that time that we have. Did that answer your question? I forgot your question. I got in my head a little bit.
No, you're fine.
What would change for me if I could let it go and try to have the spark? Okay. What would change for me is like a little bit of like letting go of that, like care if they're judging me.
Okay. So you want to be able to have that spark at all times.
And I want people to like, especially these people that are like, I guess like, if I feel like if I do this thing, they're going to think weird about me. I want them to see it too. And like, be on this, be with me on this and believe in what I'm doing next in this next chapter of my life and all the things. But like, honestly, in my sane mind and like my heart, I'm like, that'd be so great. But in my sane mind, it's like, they're busy too, Kelly. Like the whole world doesn't work. And it's okay if they don't think that. It's like I said, it's not my business, but I want that. I still like crave that as like a Enneagram too. Like I still want the approval.
Yeah. So you want the spark and you also want people to see the spark in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where do you want to start exploring around this that would kind of help us figure out how to give you the spark consistently?
Well, the next thing I have on my list, so this is kind of like an actiony thing, is affirmations. Do you do affirmations? Do you coach on affirmations?
As a tool? Yeah, that's a tool. What are you hoping affirmations will do around this for you?
I've been like thinking, I kind of need to put into like specific words, my belief or my definition of my spark or like whatever this means in my words. It's very easy to like read and be inspired and hear a great speaker. And like, it's all that's great. All that's great. All that's great. But like, what does that mean for me? And how do I speak life in my own words over my day, my week, my business, my family? Like, what are the words that will make sense for me?
Yeah.
Words are a little like tough. I don't know. Like there comes like a day, like a time of the day where like there's no more texting for me because it's just like, I can't, like, I just don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I can't do it. So I kind of stumble over those, but especially like taking these ideas that we're talking about and just like putting them down in a way that like makes sense for me.
Mm. So if spark was the mother word, let's say, what would the affiliate or children word of that word be for you?
Oh, this is fun. What does spark give birth to? I don't know. There's so many words. Let's think about it. Well, I just said belief. I just said life. I just said conviction. It goes along with teaching, but like empowerment has been like a great word for that I really like. That I like, you know, aspire to kind of. That feels like a start.
Yeah. And I noticed when you said conviction, you said it with a lot of conviction.
Give me a go.
How does it feel when you say that word?
It feels almost like I can see it, you know, like it feels almost like it changes when you say like, love, like, you know, it's like conviction, like it kind of like it has its own posture, it has its own look.
Yeah, what does it look like?
It looks strong. It looks strong. It looks like a little like unshakable. It looks like the rock in the river. Okay, so I've used this metaphor a bunch lately. Like, as a mom, I have to be the river. Shit goes down and you have to be like ready to like flow with the river. But as conviction as the rock, no matter what is moving around it, it's steady. It's steadfast. That's what it looks like. It looks like the rock. And that's so crazy that I just like, that is in my brain because like, I never, as a mom, I don't want to be the rock. Like, I'm not saying like, I'm not the bedrock of my family. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want to be like stuck in like, as things are moving around me and I'm like fighting it, that type of rock. Like I'm in the way, like, you know what I mean? I want to be like flowy, go with the flow. Let's keep things moving. Let's, you know, be healthy as the river. But as like in what I'm thinking about, like professionally, conviction, the rock looks like, the river just looks like anything could come at it and it's steadfast and it's okay.
The river keeps flowing no matter what comes at it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Great. Me too.
Yeah. You said strong, unshakable. How does it feel for you to relate to yourself that way?
It feels really, has a little bit of clarity. That's what I'm saying about words. Like it really helps me get a little clarity on some things. In specific words, I think is what is helpful.
Yeah. So around your topic and wanting to not hide, not have trepidation when you're coaching people that you know, what's in the way then of the river flowing in those moments?
I guess my assumptions, just to say it nicely, but sometimes I just feel like they're like, Kelly, I don't want to hear it from you. You know? And that's like I said, in my sane mind, like that is okay. Sometimes they don't need to hear it from, you don't need to hear it from your best friend. You need to hear it from a professional life coach or something. You know what I'm saying? I get it, but I think just taking away those assumptions, because like that's making me feel icky right off the bat. We haven't even had an interaction and I'm already like, man, I'm weird. They think I'm weird. They hate me. Ugh, they don't want to hear about it from me. That's an inside job. You know, that's not real. It could be real in our conversation that we might have, but walking in with that is weird. So I think that those assumptions are just not helpful for anybody. That's where a little bit of like that, like insecurity is, you know?
Yeah. And you look like you're, getting a bit of clarity. What is that?
It's okay. You know, it's okay to like feel that way. And it's okay that like, maybe you like have made a mistake or made assumptions or been awkward or like whatever it is. Like that's okay. Just from now on, maybe like be aware and be aware of that within me and then just either let it go or make a move on that or don't. I had a friend say to me the other day, this kind of reminds me of the conversation we had. She was like, nobody's perfect. Everybody's busy. Everybody's like just worried about themselves. So if you like had a weird interaction with somebody or someone ghosted you or like whatever, the very next thing that happens, you're already over it. It's like here, like, ooh, I sent a weird text or like, I feel weird about this or my assumptions are this. And then like, the river just keeps on going. Like, but she did that with her hand. And so it's like that, if that was like a little reassuring to me, because, you know, you can beat yourself up about stuff that doesn't matter. People like don't even think about it. And everybody's guilty about that. You've seen those memes where it's like, I woke up at 3 a.m. and am embarrassed about something I said 10 years ago. Like, nobody cares. Nobody cares except you. And so I think kind of being a little bit quicker on the fly with that and a little bit confident, like it's going to be okay.
If I could, can I reflect something to you? Thank you. I'm hearing what you say, the word judgments, a lot of self-judgments. How does that land when I say that?
I guess it's me like being a little hard on myself. And then like maybe a little bit of like ego that maybe I need to work through, because like what I think, how I think I want to be or how I think I am. And it's like, wow, Kelly, you think that like you could say somebody that they're going to judge you so hard that it's going to affect their life? Like, you don't have that type of power over somebody. Like, why would you think that? It's like, take a step back. Like, you're giving yourself a little bit too much credit. You're not giving them enough credit. So I think that like, yeah, it maybe looks like being like a little hard on myself and a little, yeah. That's kind of what it feels like.
So would you say that part of what's stopping the river from flowing is this rock that's being hard on yourself?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's definitely me. Definitely me. It's not anything else. You're saying like you believe that we all have the tools to like do the thing, or we have inside what we need. We just kind of have to like tap into that. Like, it's for sure me that's like holding me back.
So what belief about you do you want to change so that the river keeps flowing freely?
This is a big one. I don't know. Right when you said that, I kind of just like clammed up. And it's not that I don't want to answer that. It just feels like I don't want to be like really self-critical and be like, well, I need to change this and I suck at this and blah, blah, blah. Me, boo-hoo. Like, I don't want to like do that. And I want to be like, I want to know what it like actually is. And but it might take a second for me to like work on that. I need like a chisel on the rock.
Yeah, and thank you for being honest. And so it sounds like you want a little more clarity on what that is first, what that rock that's kind of blocking the flow, what that is. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Do you remember the way you asked that question? I want to write it down.
The original question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, what belief about yourself do you want to change so that the river flows freely?
Thank you. Okay. I just wanted to write that down to like get it out of my brain. I wrote that question down and I wrote clarity on insecurity, assumptions, care about what others think, self, judgy. Those are the things we've been talking about. Okay. Thanks. I can't like text and talk at the same time, nor write and talk at the same time.
Yeah. I completely understand that. So Where are you now on the clarity about what you need to shift to have that spark all the time. Where are you right now in that?
I'm a little like a little foggy, like a little muddled, I guess. We stirred the river up. This is fun. This analogy is fun today. But I'm excited to like read back over your email and to like put some affirmations, whatever that means, down and kind of like put like pen to paper about that and kind of like go there and see what comes up.
Who would you be if the river was constantly flowing and nothing was hindering it?
I don't know. Part of me is like my best self. And part of me is like, that's not reality. Like there's ebbs and flows. There's change. There's good times. There's bad times. There's things, you know, things change and debris falls in the river or whatever, you know? But I think I would be like, a little bit more connected to me, standing in my own 2 feet and standing a little bit taller in my posture, which is always what I'm striving for. I think that's what I would be if I just like trusted that spark and worked for that spark and honored that spark, you know, all those things. So I think ideally that's what it would feel like, or that's who I would be, is a little bit more me, a little bit more who I want to be, who I think I want to be. And maybe what I just said about the debris, maybe that is just self-doubt creeping in, you know? I mean, things happen. Of course things happen, but why did I have to say that first? That was weird. So. Yeah.
What did you realize just now about the debris and you saying that first? And you seem like you had something there.
Yeah, it was just like, why the hesitation? Like I hesitated and like kind of working through that. Like, what's that? Like, this is kind of the thing, the trepidation, the fear, the whatever. I guess maybe that's a default setting. Sorry, there's a squirrel on the fence. Squirrel, but for real. So yeah, that's kind of what I realized is like, why does that come up first? Like and I guess if that does come up first, like I want that, I think that's why I like am like the action tactile things, like to like work through that quick. Mm.
So the trepidation is the default mode, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So you see that and you're recognizing, okay, I need some tools to get me out of that mode. Yeah. Okay. And what comes to mind when you're thinking of action steps, stuff to experiment with? What do you think?
I've been kind of like in this, like working through, thinking about, writing things down, journaling, doing a little, you know, reading, blah, blah, blah. And I love it. This is like it has given me some clarity. It has given me, but really it's given me a lot of like motivation and just like, all right, enough of that. Go outside and take a walk. Clear your mind. Enough of the bullshit. Like, I'm not trying to be hard on myself, but like, let's go. Okay, great. let's go ahead and like do something with this. And how you said in our first meeting, like take a big swing or, and I feel like that's kind of what I'm working on right now. Like as we speak, doing a couple projects and it feels really good, but to have this as like a jumping off point or like clarity is like a really nice, that feels like, oh yeah, I want it like another sip of that. Like that feels to have those tools and to like strive for clarity is exciting to me.
Yeah. I'm picturing you kind of, you know, going somewhere in a meeting or whatever, and, you know, immediately checking the river and seeing like, whoa, is there debris there? You know, and then taking the debris out before you kind of like focus.
I love that. Yeah. Or just acknowledging what's going on in the river right now. Where do we want the river to be? That's wonderful. I love that because we've been talking about this analogy, like it obviously resonates. I was reading a book called Untamed by Glennon Doyle. I think I mentioned it last time I was reading it. Anyways, she calls it the knowing, where she gets like really still and she just kind of like sinks down into herself. And I guess it's prayer or meditation or whatever. It's her gut. Is basically how I read it, but she's like, I don't do anything without the knowing. And I was like, interesting for her, you know, like if it doesn't speak directly to you, but I was like, what a great, like, and that's just, that has become her default setting to make business decisions, to make life decisions, to like, just take a quick check-in, see where we're at and, make a decision from that, authentic best self place. And that's like to kind of like take a breath and to take a little minute, like scan the river, check the weather. What's happening? Was there a storm yesterday? What's in the river today? That is a really, really great suggestion, Larry. I'm like loving it.
Yeah. I'm so glad. And you did all the work. So I want to acknowledge you for that. Having that in mind, what do you want to commit to doing from now on around this? When you get into a situation where you feel, you know, there could be trepidation, what do you want to commit to doing?
I love the idea of scanning the river. And I think what just came up was kind of writing down some questions, like some, like what, like, is there debris? Is the rock sturdy? You know, like questions that like make sense to me in my brain. Like, what does the river look like today? Like maybe some like specific definitions about what the river is. Like, am I the river or is the situation, you know, things like that. Cause like right now it feels like very like metaphory and I love it, but maybe like have some specific things to like get some clear, like how we're saying, specific questions to ask about to like gain clarity before walking into a situation or before taking action or before planning a project. And just like checking the river. I love that so much. Oh, it's so good.
So when will you commit to formulating and having those questions?
We are flying out. We have a trip next week. So we're flying on Sunday. So I think it's going to be like a little busy until then to like get my kids taken care of and like the bags packed and all the things. But I think Sunday is a really nice time for me to do that on the airplane.
So Sunday on the airplane, you'll write down those questions. And what supports do you think you need to help you do that?
Mm. know if it's like it's like a self journey. My husband will be right next to me, and maybe it'll be a moment where we can have like that type of conversation, you know, when you like get away from the kids and you're like, let's talk about dreams and aspirations and visions, instead of like, what's for dinner? Maybe that'll give us a little moment together to connect on things like that. And I'm going to see my like business team. So I'm excited to kind of share this metaphor with them, see what they kind of think about it. Those are my accountability partners. Those are the people that I work with every week. And so I'm so excited to like have them. So I will feel very supported next week and loved. And I'm very excited about that. So I think maybe the support is like, don't forget a piece of paper and your earbuds so you can concentrate.
Okay.
Instead of like, oh my God, I'm on an airplane. Yay.
Bring paper and earbuds. Be a reminder to do this.
Sure.
And how will you remember to bring paper and earbuds?
I've been loving my little book lately that I've been taking some notes in, and my cute little pen fits like right in here, and it's so great. Maybe just like tossing that in. I threw some clothes on the bed. I'll go toss that in real quick too. And so, yeah.
And how will you keep yourself accountable around this action?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think I feel very excited to do it. I feel like I can't wait to do it. Like I can't wait to just like take a moment and get back to that. After I can pick the kids up from school and go to swim class and shop for groceries and put the things in the freezer and take care of the cat, you know, like, I'm excited to get back to this.
Awesome. And what have you learned about yourself in this session?
I think a little bit change of phrase. And I think that's kind of like the whole theme of this is just like a little bit of vision shift. Instead of, I struggle with words. It becoming, I just need a little clarity. I'm going to get some clarity on this.
Yeah, and I heard so much more conviction in your voice as you were saying that.
Yeah, it feels better. It feels... Yeah, it doesn't feel great to be like icky and unsure.
Yeah. You know. And I really want to acknowledge the work that you've done, like in this session, to create this shift and this insight. And yeah, I'm really excited for you to formulate those questions that will help you clear the river, you know, ahead of time, ahead of these meetings, so that you have that spark.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Totally. That's fun. Because it's still like showing up and like being in support of your friend, but also like checking in with like what's going on with you. And like, you know, anyways, it's good. It's good all around. So yeah, thanks for that. That's really fun.
Yeah. What would you like to say to end the session or end the recording?
I want to say thanks. I've told 100 people that we're doing this, and I'm so excited to keep working together. I am out of town next weekend. Miss you very much. I'll talk to you after that. But I just want to say thanks, because I said that story about like I didn't understand what I was good at until like someone told me, or like I couldn't formulate it into words or have clarity or whatever we're talking about until someone was like, Kelly, you're really good at wearing lots of hats. It was so simple. And I think that getting clarity makes things simple and approachable and workable and all the good stuff. So I want to just say thanks. It's really empowering.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for showing up and for showing up in authentically and with all of yourself. Amazing work.
Yeah, let's go get that spark.
I'll let me stop the recording.